Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today on this Thursday. Thank you for spending 30 minutes and taking 30 minutes of your Thursday to join me. Let's see what we can do in 30 minutes today, my friends. You are tuning into God's frequency today. God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. All you need to do is go to where he speaks. We know the secret. I know it, and I share it with you. God is always speaking and broadcasting through his word. So let's tune in today to his frequency. God's word is going to come to you today out of the book of Psalms, Psalm 119. Now, in this sermon, I am going to attempt to look at all 22 stanzas. That's 176 verses to Psalm 119. So that's where we're at. This will play today and wrap up tomorrow. In the meantime, I invite you out to Island Community Church this weekend. We are in Philippians chapter 3. Again, we're looking at some famous texts, and we're really looking and seeing the Apostle Paul's heart and these things that he hoped and strived for. Hopefully you heard my sermon that played on Tuesday and Wednesday from the start of this chapter here, where Paul shared with us the things that he strove for, like he wanted to be found in him. He wanted to not have his own righteousness, which was according to the law. That is, he didn't want to be found trying to keep rules in order to know God or draw closer to him. But it was through faith, the faith of Christ. So we're picking it up right there this Sunday morning at 10:30. There's no Sunday school this week. So we are going to start right at 10:30, and you are invited. We'd love to see you. If you're looking for a church home, if you're looking for a new church, if you're sick and tired that your pastor doesn't use a Bible, then I encourage you to come here. God's doing a great work here. We sit under the authority of the Word of God, and you know what to expect because you listen in on this program. So, okay, here we go. Again, this will wrap up tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I will let this intro play tomorrow as well on Friday. So if it is Friday, I invite you guys, why don't you come out to our service this weekend? Once again, we're in Philippians chapter 3. We'd love to see you. Okay, this is either part 1 or 2. Now, depending on what day it is, Thursday or Friday, this is called Psalm 119 from A to Z.
Does everyone have a handout for today? Okay, I'm on now, Danny. If you need one, please raise your hand. You should have got one if you got your own bulletin. It'll have the scripture references. Not many today, but you'll, believe me, you'll find out why. Hope you brought your lunch with you. You always can know when you need to fear in here, and that is when Pastor Darren and Sharon start the service. It means I've cut out my music. It means I run the possibility of being somewhat long-winded today. Let's put it this way. We're going to look at a psalm that's 176 verses, and I'm going to preach on all of them, praise God. It's like we're ready to go. My last sermon in the Psalms went so well, I figured, hey, why not? Let's give it another try. Remember the last time I preached on Psalm 91? And I'm really a New Testament preacher, and it really went so well. Actually, the truth is, I was all ready to go on in Ephesians, and God changed my sermon and gave me this come Wednesday or Thursday. So I said, all right, I'll show you. I won't finish it. I was here at 6 in the morning the next morning finishing it. I said, all right, I won't do a handout then. And I was here yesterday, whatever time, it cracked before dawn, doing the handout. So this definitely is the message that God wants you to hear today. I guarantee you that. We're in Psalm 119, which contains 176 verses in it and 22 letters, all the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Now, the person who wrote this, this is why I love this cat so much. This guy was a word addict, and he was addicted to his Bible. Now, this note I found from Warren Wiersbe. He said, what would your Christian life be like if you had no Bible? Would that make any difference? But after all, what is the Bible supposed to do for our lives? Well, God gives us some answers to those questions in this psalm. Almost every verse in this long psalm in some way refers to the Word of God. Every verse. The psalm is arranged according to the Hebrew alphabet. So the first 8 verses start with the letter Aleph. The second 8 start with the letter Beth. And then Gimel. It's as though God were saying, here are the ABCs of how to use the Word of God in your life. Imagine that. So I wanted to try that and see how easy or how difficult that may be. So here is my, Pastor Paul's, alphabetical order psalm. Almighty God, I praise you. I praise your holy name in this church. Because of your goodness and mercy, I'm standing here today. Christ Jesus is the hope of my salvation. Deniers and haters surround me everywhere. Every day my soul rejoices, O Lord, for you have been good to me. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Holy is your name. If you didn't save me, I'd still be in my sins. Just and righteous are your decrees. Keep me by your power. Listening to Darren and Sharon bring me great joy. More excellent than gold and rubies is your word. Neither principality nor power can separate me from your word. Oh, how I love my smelly good Bibles. Please let me take them, all of them with me, when I depart and leave this world. All right, now I'll stop there, but you get the point. That's how this goes. By the time I was getting to L and M, I'm like, you know, let's see, L-A, L-E, L-I. I'm thinking of my Charlie Brown, I before E, except after C. You know, you start running out of things by the time you get there. Imagine that, 176 times. And that was kind of fun, really. So let's pick out one topic from all 22 of these 8 verse stanzas, and let's see what message the Lord is trying to convey to us this morning. Amen? Amen. Now remember, he inspired all of it. So what better to start with than in verse 1? And the word is, out of the Greek, out of the Hebrew letter A, the word is blessed. Verse 1, blessed are the undefiled. Now you guys can turn to 119 and leave your thumb there for the next hour. We're not going to diverge from there. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those that keep his testimonies. That means blessed is all of you who do what it says written in your Bible. Blessed are you who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. This Hebrew word tamayim means blameless or complete or upright. Sounds like Psalm 1 to me. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. So naturally, God's hymn book starts with the word and the promise, better yet, blessed. Blessed. Right off the bat, blessed are the undefiled in the way, meaning blessed are all of you who haven't let this evil world pollute you, is what he's saying, or corrupt you. Or if you have, then you've come to the right place for forgiveness and for cleansing. Right here in the house of God. There's power here. There's power in the blood. You've come to the right place because we all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We all need his cleansing. If you find yourself guilty of this, you're in the right place to make it right. God wants to make it right. This is probably why he demanded that I preach this today. Because he wants to make it right. But he wants to meet you right in the middle of the road here. You have to make that decision to make it right, or to let the Holy Spirit show you where you fall short. And turn and repent. Just like Jesus said to lukewarm church, be zealous and repent. That's all you got to do. All right, next up is this letter, Beth, verse 9. Pray I can get through 176 of these. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I've sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart so that I might not sin against you. All right, it's all right here. How to live right? Live in obedience to the word. How do I seek you? He says, with my whole heart, not half of it, like mediocrities, right, Dwayne? With my whole heart. And he says, your word I have hidden. Where? Right here in my heart. That is, it goes everywhere. Everywhere that I go, I've got the word of God in me right here. I've hidden it. I don't have to, it's in my heart. It follows, it goes with me everywhere that I go, the word of God. I've hidden it. Why? Not for you, for me. So that I won't sin against you. Gimel, next letter. Verse 24. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. So, where do you go when you need counseling? Go to your Bible when you need counseling. It's the end all. It addresses just about all situations. Don't go to someone that's going to pump you up full of drugs to cope with life. Go to the Word. Go to your Bible. Not to a quack out here on the street. Or someone that's fallen into this false idea that you need drugs in order to cope with life. You need Jesus to cope with life. And carry your Bible around with you. If you can't do that, hide it in your heart. At least one verse, you guys can do that, right? Everywhere you go, you say to yourself, I can do all things through Christ, who will give me the strength, by golly, to do it. That's what it means. I've hidden it. I might not wear it on a t-shirt, but I got it in here. You can't tax it. You can't take it. You can't steal it. But it's going to help me get through this. Whole bunch we could say about that. You've come to the wrong office if you're going to knock on my office and ask me what kind of drugs I should give my kid to get through life. You're going to regret the day you knocked on my door. How do we get through life? There was no such thing as these things when I was a kid. They sent you out on the playground to play. There was enough germs in the dirt out there to prevent me from getting anything out here today. But that was a good thing. Now they give you drugs for it. Every axe murderer out here is on drugs. Every 100% of them are on drugs. They're on psychotropic drugs. You'll never meet an axe murderer that's not on psychotropic drugs. I'll say that figuratively. Those that go to shoot up little children in schools, the sissies that go to bowling alley or movie theaters where they know no one's carrying a gun because they don't have the nerve to go to the police station and do it, so they do it. Every one of those guys is on drugs. Go to the Word of God when you have a problem. He will see you through it. I am a walking example of that. Believe me. D, Daleth, verse 25. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. Are you feeling crusty today? Old crusty saint. Let's get some hands on that one. Huh? How many of y'all feeling crusty today? Smart group. That one hand went up. Is your heart in need of revival? Like I said, it all starts here in the Word of God. This guy who wrote this, whoever he was, this guy was a word addict. He was addicted to his Bible, and he's telling you it all starts here. One more thing from this letter here, Daleth, verse 32. He said, I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. You know, you can't compete in this world with an enlarged heart. Len Bias died of it, the basketball player. It's very dangerous for an athlete to have it, not us. You see, you strive or exercise to keep this word, and God will enlarge your heart. You know, Secretariat had an enlarged heart, didn't he? And they buried, the only horse they buried his heart with him. It was twice the size of any heart of any horse. Imagine all the things you could do better if your heart was bigger. All right, he, H-E, verse 34. Yeah, I was reading up on this secretary. It is astounding, this horse. Robin owns horses. When they put him out to stud, he was in a farm, must have been 1,000 horses. He ate 5 quarts of oats a day. But any time that they feed him and they fed the horses, the other horses wouldn't dare touch their food until he ate. There's all these horses out here they feed, and they'd look at the king and wait for him to eat. That blows my mind. That a horse would do that? They recognize such greatness in him that they wouldn't even eat their food until he ate? That kills me. Maybe that's common, I don't know. Verse 34, give me understanding. Boy, he's kind of bold, isn't he? Give me understanding, and I will keep your law. That means I'll do what's written. I'll follow the Bible. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. And please, enlarge mine, Lord, while you're at it. You see, all we need is understanding. He's more than praying. He's boldly praying for it. All we need is understanding. Proverbs 2:1, it says, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and you will find the knowledge of God. He stores up wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. That's the Midas touch. Next letter, WAW, W-A-W, verse 45. I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. Now check that out. This guy knew the secret. Listen to this. True freedom comes from submitting under rules and laws. Obey the traffic laws and you're free to drive. Obey the laws of aerodynamics and you're free to fly. Obey the laws out here in society and you are free to live in society. You are free to do and come and go as you wish. But freedom still comes through obedience and submission. Again, verse 45. I will walk at liberty because I seek your precepts. I am free because I am a slave. Figure that one out. Really, it's pretty easy, isn't it? I am free because I'm a slave. Gonna have to serve somebody. It might be the devil. How are you gonna transcribe that, Gia? Pastor Paul breaks into Bob Dylan's song. It might be the devil, or it might be the Lord, but you're gonna have to serve somebody. See, it's an axiom. It's the exact opposite of what you think. I want to be free. I'll never be a slave. If you want to be free, you've got to be a slave. You got to bow the knee to him. And then you're free. If not, you're just like, you know, having that bracelet around your ankle or no driver's license. True freedom comes from submitting. All right, next word, next letter. We're up to Z, but Z is not where our Z's are. You guys ain't going home yet. Zion. Verse 54. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Your statutes or your laws have been my songs. Imagine walking around singing the building code. Thou shalt not use Chinese drywall. Who would do that? Or 220 volts for that freezer, if you please. Not 110. Who? You see, come to think of it, that's already been done successfully, I might add. For everything, turn, turn, turn. For every season, turn. Someone's already done that and got a number one hit out of it, didn't they? Put in the word of God to song. Matter of fact, all the Psalms are, but this one everyone remembers. You see, thank God you and I live under a different covenant, a better covenant built on better promises. You see, but now, you can sing about your Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. See, they used to sing about the old covenant law, but now we sing about Jesus and what he has done to redeem us. Our songs changed. We don't need to sing about the law anymore. We have gone from singing statutes to, well, watch how our song has changed. Listen to this. Crown him with many crowns, the Lamb upon the throne. Hark how the heavenly anthem drowns all music but its own. How's that, Glenda? Awake my soul and sing of him who died for me. And hail him as thy matchless king, capital K, through all eternity. You see, praise God, There's been a change of covenant out here.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Time.